What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey y'all, hey, what's going on my spazzers? Welcome back to Spaz. It's your girl Sharita, and let's get into today's episode. I wanted to start it off with my girl Mary J. Blige. If you guys don't know, she has dropped her album, Good Morning Gorgeous, which was released February 11th, I want to say, because she had a phenomenal weekend that weekend because she did Super Bowl and so forth. It's a lot of mixed reviews on there, but I'm here to say it's an amazing album from start to finish. You got to be grown to respect and understand it. And you got to understand what the growth is that she's going through and she doing her. That's my own personal opinion. I'm not being biased. You guys know I don't play by Mary Jane Blige. Okay? I don't. I will fight you for her, her and Erica. We know what it is. But, I just want to make sure that I opened with that message. I love that interlude. I love when she says that she looks in the mirror no matter how she's looking, how she's feeling. And she recognizes herself as gorgeous. And then she looks at herself. And if you guys heard that last little clip in when she said, I got you, that mattered. And it matters. And I'm proud that she put that out here. I love that she's gaming these young women because she sure the fuck gained me growing up. And that's real. And she still gains me. But anywho, that's why I chose that clip. So what's happening? What's happening, y'all? How's life treating you? What's shaking? What's baking? Cold beans, hey, and collard greens, hey, cold beans, hey, and collard greens. What soul food? That's when my phone plays every time I charge it. You guys didn't just hear that, but I just put my phone on the charger. But I just wanted to tap in with you guys, of course, and see what's going on this beautiful. You guys should be getting this Friday. What's going on this beautiful Friday? I'm hoping there's a beautiful weekend to come. But I really want to tap bases on love and life and self-love and stuff of that nature. Y'all know I'm heavy on the self-love, heavy on the self-love. I think it's really important. I don't think that you understand or can give love. As I sip my Mary J. Blige wine, but, I don't think that you can give love, understand love, or obtain love if you don't understand self-love, your worth, what you truly feel like your worth is, and be honest about it. Be honest about it because a lot of times people desire a certain type of a love, right? But you have no idea how to give that same very love that you desire. And I think that's something that people got to really start working on and really identifying with and understanding the concept of that. I went single. I am single, and I've been single a while. I went without sex for a while. I wasn't really calling it a quote unquote celibate journey. I just wasn't in the mood. I just wasn't there. You know what I mean? Dick and pussy is on every block and every guy and every girl. It's nothing to obtain. And so, therefore, for me, it's just not special. Intimacy is very special to me, and intimacy is very, very necessary for me. However, I was going through a different phase of intimacy with myself, like really just with myself, with Sherita, learning how to, for me, because I've always loved myself. I've always been in tune with myself. I've always self-dated. I've always tapped in with self. That ain't never been an issue for me. I don't have a fear of being alone. I prefer it a lot of times because I know one day I'm going to be somebody's wife and mother, and I'm not going to have that alone time like that. And so I've definitely have, I'm the type that takes advantage of my alone time. It is very, very, very essential to me personally. That's not for everybody, though. And if it's not for you, that's okay. You always do what is best for you and what that looks like for your mental health and your self-love capacity, just for your own journey, just yourself, your life, your story, your imprint on this world, because we all are leaving our imprints, literally. And for me, that was always a big thing to love myself and whatnot, because I didn't see, personally, I didn't see a lot of women growing up really, really loving themselves. You know what I mean? Like, my mom was always solid and whatnot, and my mom has always loved on me and show me that love when I, but I didn't see my mom truly loving herself. I didn't see a lot of my aunties truly loving themselves. A lot of them could probably be loud with it, you know, and now as a grown woman, looking back on it, I seen a lot of hide, a lot of like, you know, want to put on this front and be strong for us as children. You know what I mean? And it absolutely did make me strong. However, it always made me really sad to sit back and see that. I just didn't understand what I was sad about. I didn't really get the concept of what was going on, but it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel right to see a bunch of men and women in my life not loving themselves and, you know, talking, you know, suicide thoughts here and there. Just, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I never, that never resonated with me. Because I was always a firm believer that everybody has a purpose and God put us here for some reason. Maybe we not all tapped in and tuned in spiritually to understand that reason, but there is a reason. Sometimes maybe you need an extra push or guidance for you to find your reason, to find your purpose, to understand the why or whatever the case may be. I knew that it was always important to seek it. I don't know it all. We're learning every day, and it's important for me to seek it. And I knew that I only could seek that within, because as y'all know, I believe that we are gods and God is within us. And if you really understood the concept of that, you wouldn't be so offended when I say things like that, because I have definitely offended people when I say that we are gods. It's actually gotten to the point where I be wanting to really approach people like, hey, what's up, God? But I don't want to offend anybody. And I don't like how that makes me feel. And I don't think I'm gonna continue to keep with that fear moving on in my life. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet, because we all know politics, religion, sexuality, all of those are things are very sacred and very, that can be really, and I never want to offend anybody. I have my moments where I don't give a fuck. Y'all know what it is. However, on a real level, I never, ever want to offend anybody. That's never, ever my MO. If you end up getting offended and you get to attacking me, then shit, hey, you call the shots and you lead the way, Alfred. On a real level, but that's not my purpose. And so, but I believe that God is within us and that he puts so much love into us. And if he's within us, why aren't we able to love ourselves the way that I truly believe that we were meant to love ourselves, right? Some people can sit back and look at me like, yeah, but you all tatted. When you deep into like those deep, deep religions, that's why I don't mess with all that. That's why this religion is something really iffy and picky for me. A lot of religions tend to force things on you, make you feel really bad about certain decisions that you're making, certain decisions that he knew that you were going to make. It's already written, so let me make this. What you judging me for? It don't really matter. I'm going to do it anyways. You know what I mean? It's already there. It's already written down. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. But a lot of religions will make you feel really, really bad and guilty for doing certain things. Some people might tell me that I don't love myself because I'm tatted. You know what I mean? Some people might tell me I don't love myself because I drink and I smoke. Oh, okay. So you telling me I don't love myself because I'm choosing to partake whatever it is into my body. Like, that's my choice. Okay. You're going to go that deep. You're going to write me off and speak that deeply. And that happens. I just so happen to be very grateful, especially now, because I see people who can be told that and they will shut completely down. I've seen it. And I'm just like, wow, okay, ooh. I'm glad I don't shut down like that. I'm glad I don't shut down like that. I'm glad I have a sense of, like, rebel in me. Because that's a true emotion. You know what I mean? And without that, I wouldn't be able to stand up on my two feet and be like, make sure, like, I love myself. I remember we were having I had through an event, a wine is, and you know what? This is crazy talking about this, but I had through a wine and roses event at my apartment, for my lady friends. I believe it was about 8 to 10 girls and my girlfriends that came over, and I had cute little wine bottles and a rose in there. Roses dry out and are very beautiful when they dry out to me. And I know that if you take care of them, they can truly last forever on a real level. But had a Rhino Roses event, and I created a safe place. And I just want everybody to, you know, I wanted women to communicate and to embrace certain things that maybe we need to hear from each other, because who you think is perfect or who got this whole facade, because we're so busy judging off of social media. I wanted to be able to tap in with my ladies in real time and in real life. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful event. In my opinion, it was. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves when I did do it. I want to do another one. But anywho, there was a question that went around, and it said, name some things that you don't like about yourself or whatever. And sure, everybody has some things that they don't like about themselves and whatnot. But I really, at that moment, I couldn't think of not one thing. And honestly, I felt like some people low-key was looking at me like, bitch. Like, I really felt that way. You know what I mean? However, I couldn't think of not one thing. And I really couldn't think of not one thing because I've been working so hard on changing certain things about myself that I didn't like in the past. I realized after everybody had left that, damn, like, I've been really working and don't know how hard I'm working. I have no idea. I'm just doing it. I'm just doing it little by little. Every day I'm being present in the now. I'm understanding and correcting my wrongs and whatnot to where, therefore, I don't, because how am I going all my way to look at this next partner that I'm trying to, you know, be open for when they you know, approach and enter my life, like all kind of things about this man, and I don't like certain things about myself. Now, there may be some things down the line that I'm going to continue to change that I will not like, that I do be like, damn, I wish I did this better, or I wish I knew how to communicate this more, you know, effectively. I moved more classy in this type of phase in my life. I wish I wasn't as aggressive in how I speak and different. There's certain things like that, but, you know, it's a daily work in progress. That's why this growth, the word growth is so trendy right now. And I've had to detach myself sometimes for getting so irritated and upset for seeing people on this quote unquote growth journey. And I know them in real life. I know that they be on some other shit. You know what I mean? But then I got to check myself sometimes. Like, who am I to say they on some other shit? Who am I? Who am I? And why am I low key judging? Why? You know what I mean? If I can't obtain it and it's a little bit too much for me, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, a lot of times it's a bit too much for me. So I would just remove myself. I try not to give an opinion. I just don't really be bothered with it no more because I'm not fully there. So I could be like, okay, well, that's their journey. I'm not fully there. I'm more so, and I think I get offended because I know how hard it is to grow. Like, I know this. I know this. It's an everyday, daily struggle. I struggle every day on my growth journey. I struggle every day not to be taken out of my element. I struggle every day to make sure that I'm kind of thinking twice about how I approach things or how I say things. It's a struggle, especially when it ain't fully your character. It wasn't what you thought your character was. Because you're growing, that means that you are unlearning things to be willing to relearn things. You know what I mean? And just focus on my own path, how I choose to word and do things. Okay, you guys, prime example, and this may be, I don't know if you guys are going to follow or not, but prime example, I'm going on a lock journey in a couple of months. That's my plan. I plan on locking before my birthday, right? And I've been saying this for a long, 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 long time, years, but I'm just at a phase where I'm just ready. And I'm so glad that I haven't let anybody, because this is what you get. You might as well just start it now. You don't know. Get your dress. I'm like, well, first of all, I'd rather prefer them as locks, because now I know the difference. I've waited. I've grown so much. So I understand my journey and my purpose and where I'm going and stuff like that. Been argued down about what the problem is and what I should do and this, this, and that on my growth journey. People telling me this, right? My personal decisions, you got an opinion, right? And that's okay to an extent. It's okay to an extent because everybody's going to have an opinion, because that's just the way the world is right now. We open up opinions left and right. Social media itself, the likes and the comments. That's why I turn off my comments a lot now. I haven't had my comment section on in a long time because I don't want to hear your opinion. Don't give a fuck what you got to say. I said what I said. And I said what I said. We all know that that was a thing from NeNe and it became a phase and whatnot. But no, I really started taking words and really understanding and remembering words have power. And I really did say what the fuck I just said. You know what I mean? Maybe I got to get checked on what I just said because it was wrong. The time it was wrong or whatever the case may be. And check me out. I'm open to that. I am open to that. But either way, I said what I said because I said what I said because you're going to hold me accountable to whatever the fuck it is that I just said. That's it. That's all. Whether it was right, whether it was wrong. Either way, I said what I said. Okay? And that's that. And so I got tired of going back and forth and seeing things. Not really big on watching stories. Just certain things that I personally don't do that I feel people feel a way about low-key sometimes. They may not say it. Somebody listening to this right now, like, girl, whatever. Don't nobody care. Somebody's listening to this right now and they listen to every single podcast I have just to critique. That's happening right now. And I guarantee you it's somebody that knows me and somebody that's in my face telling me that they love me. Okay? And I don't care. This is why I can't afford to care. Because I know that that exists. And I also know that I'm not faulty. I'm not mad at you. I'm not doing anything. You must keep doing you. Because whatever it is that you're doing, you're supposed to be doing it in this time and in this moment. You continue to do you. And I got to continue to do me. That's just what it is, okay? I'm accepting things for what it is. And a lot of that has to do with my self-love journey. And it's been a real journey, okay? I sit back and I look at a lot of women. I hear a lot of things from my girls. And it's a struggle. And I look at, especially women, I mean, no bias to men. But I look at women like, wow, but you're so strong, you're so powerful, you're so great. Just you being a woman is so powerful, so strong, so great. But I also understand the confusion there because we're not getting told this by our man on a regular. We're just not. And I feel like a lot of the men who don't reach out or the men that we are seeking to tell us this and to validate this, a lot of times babies, girls, ladies, they don't have it and they're not there and they self-journey. I cannot expect for you to help me love on me and you barely loving on yourself. You don't know yourself. You just now waking up and finding yourself, and that's okay. That's okay. That's why I've been really big on the word partnership. I want a partner. You know what I mean? Of course, languages, you know, things have been so embedded in us. We want a man, we want a husband, we want this, we want that. Okay. That's a natural thing. That's what we knew. That's how we were taught and whatnot. Get that. But I really tried to put in my mind, I want a partnership. Yes, I want a husband. Yes, I want a marriage. Yes, I want a baby daddy. Yes, I want all that. But I want that all in one partner. Can't wait to call my husband my baby daddy and get ratchet with him. Can't wait to call that business professional man my partner. Can't wait to call that man my husband. Can't wait to call that man my best friend. Can't wait. All that. You know what I mean? Because we're going, we understand each other's journeys and we're supporting our self-growth. I want my man to love himself as much as he loves me. Of course I want to be. I'm a woman and I want to be loved more. I want to be desired at all time. I'm the kind of woman that needs you up my ass and I don't care about how that sounds. You got to get very clear how you like to be loved. And you have to be very clear on expressing this and telling people this. There is no problem. There is no shame. And telling somebody how you expect to be treated and loved. Not at all. Especially because you've went through this self-love journey and you know how you love yourself. And that's why it's so important. You know how you love yourself. You know how you treat yourself. You know how what you expect. You know what you do to keep yourself up. Why would you expect anything less from any other partner, whether it's a man or a woman? Why would you do that? It doesn't even make sense. Don't even do it. Don't entertain that thought. You don't entertain that thought with yourself, even if you on a budget. Even if you own a budget, you're not doing it. We all know, what did women do when the whole thing, when everything was shut down during quarantine? We start ordering our own nail kits. We start understanding how to remove our own hair, how to do. We understood, because what we did, we love ourselves and we want to keep ourselves up, right? Therefore, don't feel bad about opening your mouth and saying this to your partner, whoever you're dating, your relationship, whatever the case may be, your husband. Maybe you guys have been married a while or dating a while, and you guys need to relearn how you want to be loved now, because it doesn't work no more how you used to want to be loved, because you have grown. Because you have grown. And what worked back then may not work now. And now, when you are in a partnership, that happens and it's understood and there's a flowy move there from what I'm gathering and my own, you know, journey and my own growth. You know, I'm not the same as I was back when. Y'all, I didn't spend a block or two of my dating life, okay? I don't know what's going on too much right now to really go into details and share with you guys, but I have. And I have noticed that things have changed with myself, with this person, with friends, with family, with opinions, you know what I mean? Because everybody has one and it is what it is. And that's okay. It's okay. You know what I mean? Understand that sometimes you open up the door and you allow those opinions in. Deal with it. Live by it. Still make your own choice, because you don't want to got to live with it, right? But it all comes down to me being able to look in the mirror, understand my love for myself, my worth, how far I've come, how much further I have to go, that I can go that further, that it's in me to drive that hard, that it's in me to obtain that type of happiness, that it is in me to will in my real desires, that it is in me to change the things that I know needs to be changed in order for me to achieve and be rewarded what I truly desire. Because I feel that when you are willing something and manifesting into your life, it is going to happen. And maybe I'm not the best manifester into certain things in my life, like financially. When you've been broke your whole life, it's hard to really see. Even when you get the money, it's hard to spend. Crazy when you're broke and you're still out here spending crazy. Been there, done that too. You know what I'm saying? Nowhere near wealth. Just spending crazy. But still, I think that anything that you desire will be willed onto you. I think that we have enough grace and mercy placed on us to give that to us. However, are you ready? I think I've asked this on my spaz before. I got to start doing a recap or something on my episodes. But are you ready? Are you really ready? You know what I mean? For that type of love? I think I spoke on that last week. Y'all know I don't come weekly. I don't know why I told that story. I spoke on that last pod or the pod before. I don't know. And if so, I'm repeating myself. I do apologize in advance. But it was a realest thing that it was a lesson from one of my little cousins, actually my cousin-in-law. That she just really gained me and put me on, like really put me on to have me think a different way when she talked about the trust that she had to install into my cousin. And my cousin is a good man, okay? That's why I can't play with these dudes out here. I know what a good man looks like. My cousin is a great man. And he also knows the thing, and what makes him great is every random blue moon, he'll reach out and be like, damn, like, hey, cousin, I be listening to you. And I'll talk to my cousin as much as I should. And, you know, that's a problem. I just don't. He's a guy. Things is different. Whatever. But he'll reach out and be like, damn, you know, I got to work on that woo-woo-woo. And I respect it out of him because, number one, I trust my cousin. I know he's a good man, and that's him being vulnerable. And he's not a real vulnerable person. A lot of men, old school men, are not big on vulnerability. You know what I mean? And so for him to do that, I appreciate that, right? And I take that in. However, last time I seen her, she had gained me and was like, you know, it takes a lot to even trust a man to guide you when you're so used to being independent. And I was like, wow, a word. Now, I've heard that many times before. Like, that ain't the first time I've heard that. You know, I've heard that. But I'm ready now to receive that. I'm grown and I'm on this growth journey to receive that differently. I understood it so much differently than I ever have grown up hearing this. Okay? Because what I was drummed to do is to be very independent. Make sure I take care of myself. Make sure I got me. Make sure I love myself. Make sure I know my worth. Make sure all these, which is a blessing. I'm so grateful. So grateful that I had family and uncles who put me on that. That I had exes that would tell me that after we was not together. Like, hey, nah, man, fuck these niggas. It ain't you. You a winner. I fucked up. Like, you know, don't feel that. When I have my moments, because one thing about me, you guys, I don't have a problem reaching out to an ex and talking to them about certain things. Like, hey, like, what would you say in our relationship should have changed? Because I know that I want to grow moving forward. I don't want this man to suffer the shit that you suffered. Any toxic ways that I probably had towards you that I was blinded and didn't see. So I have no problem reaching out. That's just me personally. That's not for everybody, and I understand that. But that's my purpose and my reason of why I do what I do. And I've had these resurgencies and stuff, right? However, when she said that, and I'm an independent woman, I live on my own, I don't have a plan B, I don't have parents that can bail me out, I don't have, my sister got her own kids that she got to, you know, she figuring out and she living and she doing shit, you know, figuring, and don't have a whole team like how some of our other friends have. You know what I mean? It's things are different, right? So when she said that, I said, damn, you know, and I am very guarded in that light. I'm guarded in that light. I can't put my full livelihood trust in your hands. You know, that you're going to meet me halfway, this and that. And honestly, a lot of women are like this, not to mention, especially Black women. We can't. We never had that. We never had that. We never had that safety net to where we can be like, oh, okay, like I'm going to, he got it. That's why that, my man has two jobs with Rochelle. That's a moment in history for us because it hit different. And I can't explain why it hit different, but I know it's a Black woman listening, like, girl, I feel you. And don't know why they feel me, though, but they feel me. Because we felt Rochelle. And we might have never had a man with two jaws that was holding it down, but we still felt her. You know what I mean? And why she bragged on that, why she was proud to say that, because we have not always been blessed and honored to be able to say that. I'm not saying that we deserve to say that. And man, this ain't in no way attacking. I'm not attacking at all. I'm just speaking. We've always had to do for self and do for family and do for kids, do for mama, do for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, depending on what kind of woman you are, if you're a mother, especially when you're a mom, you have a hard time balancing doing for self, and you can't do that. You can't do that. I remember my sister, when she had my nephew, I used to look at her like, you better put this baby in the swing because, sis, you're going to need that break. You're going to need that break. She a fresh mom, don't know nothing. It's her baby. I want my baby in my arms at all time. Is he choking? He's why I need him in my face. I get that. I might even go through that when I have my first baby. You know, I hope not. You know, I hope I'm older and gamed enough to be like, nah, he gonna be okay. And I've been around some babies. You know what I'm saying? But you never know. It's different when it's your pride and joy, your whole life, and it's human. I get that. However, you so worried about this child. If you're married, your husband, cleaning, the daddy, is he fed? Am I giving him enough sex? Did I suck his dick enough tonight? Am I giving him enough head and sex throughout the week? And what are other women doing? And oh my God, look at her body. It's so many things that women self-doubt. Men, you don't have a clue. You truly do not have a clue. You know, and so when you are juggling these things, it's easy to misplace your self-worth, your love, what you demand for yourself. You feel bad about demanding things for yourself. You feel bad and kind of guilty and confused when you actually do find a man that you receive things. You shocked when a man offers to get your nails done or your feet done because you're so used to doing it by yourself. You can't believe it. You just can't, and that should be standard. You know, not to say, man, that's what you do. Y'all come here, you maintenance us. I'm not saying that. Don't get it twisted. Don't be confused. Don't take my words out of context. You know what I'm saying? I mean, out of context. That's not my point. That's not what I'm trying to, you know, convey or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a lot of women out here that struggle with self-love I don't care how loud they are about it. Okay. I know that because I remember back in my early and mid 20s, I've always been about self-love and doing your own thing and whatnot. However, I remember having phases and moments where I was really big on self-love and still was struggling on the low. Okay. And I'm big on that. I'm big on self-love and I struggled on the low. I don't want to imagine. Okay. That's why I'm big. Making sure I tell my friends, hey, look good, girl. You look good. You beautiful. I love woman encouragement. I love bigging up the next woman. I don't have no jealousy towards you. There's no envy in you, in me, towards you. Okay? If it's a problem, it's a problem for another reason. It's probably going to be a problem because you made it a problem. I don't like picking fights. I'm not here for that. You want to take it there? We can take it there. However, I don't want no smoke. I really don't. You really don't want no smoke. Okay, so let's move on. Let's flourish. You know? Fucking skip on the rainbow. Let's do whatever, you know? But I really think that it's a struggle to love yourself even through your darkest ways. You know what I mean? Your failure ways. Your confused ways. But the thing that you got to really ask yourself, like when you're going through those phases and it's hard for you to love on yourself during those moments and those phases, why is it easy for you to be there and love on everybody else when you come first? How the hell are you going to love on everybody else and be there for everybody else and you can't be there for yourself? How are you going to not be there for yourself and remain healthy to be there for somebody else? How? That's why I look at moms all day like, girl, you got to. That self-love is real. How are you going to properly love your child if you don't love yourself? You can't. Like I said, you can't want this man and expect this man to love you a certain way if you're not doing it for yourself. And he's not a real man if he sees that you love him on him and not yourself. He should be checking you. He should be checking you because he should want a woman to desire and should be able to handle a woman that does love herself as a man. He should understand that this woman gotta be okay to be okay for me. Has to be. This ain't gonna work. That's not how kings and queens is moving. That ain't even the journey of our story. It's not. I'm not even gonna get that deep, but it's not. It's not our will. It's not our will, you know? And I sit back sometimes and I look at people and I be feeling like when I be coming around, I'm such a talk. I like to talk. I like to ask questions. I like to see how they made you feel. I've always been that way. That ain't nothing new. It's a wonder that I have a podcast now, but literally I'm just that way. And I get tired of feeling like I'm the boring friend, that I come around and I'm the serious friend, that I'm the deep one. But why are we not getting deep? We're in our 30s. Life is coming. Y'all got kids. Y'all got daughters. I'm curious. I know how important that is to be on top of that. And right now, especially, oh my God, y'all, I never wanted a girl. I wanted an army of boys. If you know me, you know me. That's what it was. Got my nephews and was really blessed with them. And I'm really satisfied with them. And I would definitely love a son of my own. I want a daughter so bad, y'all. I want to teach my daughter self-love and self-worth so bad and so early. I want to put that into her just in case she have 3 or 4 girls of her own, two girls, one girl, whatever, her friends, her peers, her generation, because you don't hear that no more. You don't hear that no more. These little girls, and no shade to anybody that want big body duns, that wants a man with 6 figures and you not working, you at home, you on social media being an influence. No shade to none of that. Do you, boo. Get it how you get it. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to judge. However, we hear so much of that. I need our babies to see what is semi-normal. What does it mean to really just love yourself for you? Looking in yourself in the mirror, you know, in your worst days, when your eyebrows ain't done, when your body not snatched, when your hair not wigged up, weaved up, when your natural hair don't look like them YouTube girls. When your shit may be dry and dull. When your shrinkage is too short. All that. Like, I want you to see, it is really my desire and my will. I want to see women push through that and just be bad. Because let me tell you something. I'm so glad God made me a woman, especially a black one. I'm so glad that he put that on my shoulders, like, you can handle it. That says something different. Can't wait to tell my baby that. Can't wait to reassure her of that. Can't wait. Can't wait, y'all. I'm getting teary. Like, I cannot wait. I tell my cousin, my little cousins this. I tell women this. I tell my partners this. I can't wait to tell this little mini me that's about to get pushed out this. One day. You know what I mean? Because it's so important, y'all. It's so important. And people, they feel, women are out here, men and women really, are out here feeling like they are not worthy of self-love. They feel like they're not worthy of nobody's love, not even God. That's a horrible feeling. I don't wish that feeling on nobody. That ain't what we here for. There's no way. That ain't what we here for. There's no way that God built us, breath, you know, put air in our bodies, chose us, built us, crafted us specially, individually. There's no way that he took that time, picked my parents, picked my life, picked my situation. No way he did all that for all these people, for people to get up here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm just not worthy. I hate that. And I always look at it like, damn, I wonder, did anybody ever tell them they was worthy of that love? Did their mama put that in them? Did they have teachers at school that told them, counselors, friends, any type of peer to tell them that and mean it? Not just be talking, mean it. Okay? But back to my, you know, back to that lesson when she said that it took her everything to let her guard down and to allow her husband, my cousin, to provide and to be that for her, because she was so used to being independent. She was so used to being independent and she was younger. You know what I mean? And she gave that up. And that was a beautiful thing for me to never forget. Because that's scary. That's scary. It's scary to sit back and be like, damn, okay, like, my husband got to work and I got anything that I need, he got to provide it. And he's going to give it to me, or he's going to do this or that. Or I got my own side hustle for my own pop, you know, my own pocket change, whatever. My mortgage got to get paid. It's on his hands. When I'm used to going to work and making sure that this got paid. I know I did it. So I'm comfortable knowing that I took care of that. Sometimes you want things done right. You do it yourself, right? We all know this. So when you get into that partnership and you start letting, you know, you start reevaluating roles and respecting different roles and putting different trust into each other, man and woman, you got to, you know, that's, man, there's a man that can't cook. They got to trust that you cooking their meals. Like, I mean, they got to eat to live. That can't, you know, certain things that they just can't do, that they are trusting that this woman does for them, their partner does for them, takes care of them this way, whatever the case may be. This is real life, and it is happening. And the older and older I get, the more and more I do sit and I think about this. I do put time and thought into these things. I mean, I'd be a fool if I wasn't, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just wanted to tap in, kind of make sure that I'm pouring that love and I'm giving that love back out to y'all, and I'm letting y'all know, listen, you are so worth it. You are so worth it. You worth it with that fupa. You worth it with that belly. You worth it with you looking a mess. You worth it with them bags. You worth it within your tiresome. You are so worth it. And I hope that you do look at this at yourself. And if it ain't every day, okay, start with once a week. But I do hope that you look at yourself, especially when you're raw. Do it natural. Do it natural. Look at your, don't just get done up with the camera in your face. Oh shit, I was bad today. How did you look this morning when you woke up, and was you bad then? Did you tell yourself you was bad then? Because them self-talks is real. Pouring into you, you know it's real. If you pouring into everybody, but you so quick to pour into a nigga. Not a man, not a partner, not a nigga. That's you know, for my sisters. Anybody else who ain't a sister, you quit to point it into an asshole. Whatever. however the fuck y'all call y'all man. Whatever. You know, you that's what that is. You know what I mean? And it has to stop. We can't take it no further. It cannot be We cannot be willing that into our life, and you cannot be manifesting that type of hurt, anguish, because that's what that is. That's not positive, you know? And so it's just a thought. You know, today's episode literally was just a thought. That's it. That's it. No less, no more. Just a thought. I just wanted to tap in and let y'all know that you enough. You beautiful. You got it. You truly do. You really doing it. I'm proud of you. And whatever goal that you accomplish, big or small, I'm so proud of you. Don't be so hard on yourself because let me tell you, everybody didn't wake up and get another chance. You know, be very present in the now. Be very present in the moment. Really, really, really take it in right now. We all see what's going on. This world is crazy. This world is so crazy, yet we still have grace upon us. We can't forget that, y'all. Let's give our thanks. Let's love ourselves. Let's give ourselves daily flowers and reminders on a real sincere level. If it ain't a good day, one day, try it again the next day. I get it. I don't always want to look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous, all day, 24/7, and every morning. I don't know. I may not feel like I'm gorgeous today. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. But what I will do is I do get in the mirror and I talk to myself all the time. Whether I am gorgeous or not, I also talk to myself, and it's important for me to do it a lot. I mean, I talk to myself throughout the day, but I do have real self-talks to myself where sometimes I live alone. I come and sit in my mirror. I would bring the chair in my bathroom, have a real conversation, and make sure that I'm careful and I'm speaking to myself lightly. I have brought my chair into the mirror and sat in my mirror and cried and just cried, you know, just intimately and let it go. I left it right there in that mirror and walked away from it. You know what I'm saying? But that's real. That has happened, and it's probably going to happen a trillion more times. You know what I'm saying? It's only in the beginning. I'm only in my 30s, man. And we all know that the 30s are the new 20s, boo-boo. Best time of my life. I love this phase. I love this journey. I love this growth that I'm on. I cannot believe that I have grown this much. You don't have a clue. It's funny when people try to come and tell me about myself, especially family. That shit's stupid and funny to me. Like, for real. I'd be looking at people like, oh, for real, bet. Now I'm at a point where I just let them believe it. Like, oh, okay. Especially when they walk around and tell everybody else what they think they know. They painting whatever narrative that they think they do. I just had somebody tell me that you learned yourself, and he still didn't explain to me what he meant by that. And that threw me off. Because I'm thinking to myself, oh, you have no idea. How you telling me I'm learning myself? You don't know how far I've come. Are you crazy? But you don't listen, y'all. Don't go out your way to be so quick to tell everybody else what they got going on, what they doing, and you barely tapping in your journey. And that's real. That's what the religion thing, that's what being a self-love person, an advocate, all that. Everybody not there on your time, and that's okay. It is what it is. But what I'm not going to do is have you coming and tell me about my journey, my shit. You can't. How? Because you sure wasn't with me in the bathroom on the chair next to me crying in the mirror by myself. You wasn't there. It was Sharita and Sharita. It was me, myself, and I. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? And although that may be now, but now I may slightly get annoyed, but I can find more laughter into that more than anything, or I'm seeking clarity. Like, hey, what do you mean by that? And I'm dead serious. What do you mean by that? Please break that down, because what? I know what work I'm putting in. There's no way. You got the wrong one. You got to go over there to that young lady. She's confused. Maybe what you're saying to her means everything. Maybe she look at you like you a god, but you better get up out of here. Not when I'm still trying to find the God within me, and I'm still learning the God in within me, my own powers, my strength. What? Get out of here. Don't play with me. And it's okay to call bullshit. It's okay to draw the line. It's okay to draw the line. Hey, I'm ready to go, or I'm ready to, you know, whatever. I'm not really feeling. That's okay. I don't care how crazy they look at you. I don't care how they're looking at you like you're ruining the party, or you doing this, or you doing that. I don't care about none of that. That shit don't even matter. Put yourself first at all times. And that may look very uncomfortable for people. It may really look uncomfortable for people. It may feel like a slap in the face. You know, I'm not going to listen. My sister would have moments where I'm putting myself first and I'm offended. Like, I can't join. I can't be with you putting yourself first. Like, you know, that's just me being an obsessive little sister. But the reality of it is, she deserves that. She deserves that self-love. She deserves that boundary. Like, hey, look, I just need a day. She deserves it. Okay? So don't take that personal. Don't be sitting around shaming people for doing that. I don't shame people. I don't do that. I don't go out my way to be like, oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't make people uncomfortable in how they feeling. None of that. Because I don't like it done to me. I truly don't like that done to me. It's confusing. It's irritating. It's distasteful. I'm disgusted. And honestly, the more and more I keep pondering on those feelings, I'm about to go bad. Because now I'm defensive. I'm defensive. Now you questioning how I'm moving, and I'm moving what's best for me. I don't have time for what you think is best for me, or what you think I should be doing, or what learning lesson you think I should be on. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I said what I said. I'm moving how I move. Okay? And I know that if somebody's speaking to me out of love, like, hey, like, how you moving right now? I'm really cool. I know who is speaking to me out of love. I know who is reaching out to me like, hey, like, I didn't, and I know, and I love and trust these people enough to be like, they finna move with grace, and whatever they finna come and approach me with, it's gonna be solid, and it's a good chance that I need to hear it. So all that other stuff is for the birds. I'm pretty much in tune now to where I know what's good for me and what's not. Who's speaking to me out of love and who's not? Who's just talking and you just talking? Okay, get up out of here, okay? Because I'm easily, words have power. If I love you, a friend, and I love you, I take your word. I don't take that lightly. I'm really listening to you. I'm really taking that in. I'm really like, hey, what do you mean? I need to know, because I'm assuming that you're saying this out of love. I'm presuming that you want me to move smarter, or I'm lacking in some type of way. Whatever the case may be, you're not coming at me crazy. You can't be. You love me, don't you? I took that serious when you said that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that type of person. If I exude that to you, I believe that you treat people how you want to be treated. I don't treat nobody no way that I don't want to be treated. In the moment, and listen, the times that I have treated people poorly, and I was treated poorly in concern, I checked myself because I didn't like how that made me feel. I humbled myself and came back to them like, hey, I was wrong. I apologize. Please call me on that. Hold me accountable. I don't like how that made me feel. And if that's how you feel, I don't wish that on nobody. Done that before. And I will continue to do that. That's a part of my whole growth journey. Can't believe that I'm mature enough to do that. Can't believe it. And I love it. I love it here. I love it here. I love this clarity here, right here. I love that I can have moments of being silent. I smoke weed because I like being silent. It's actually why I started smoking. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a big talker. I like to observe. I want to sit down. I want to chill. That's a blessing for me. That's a blessing for me. And you don't even know that, but you're speaking on that though. And you don't know why. You don't know nobody's why. You don't know nobody's why unless you ask. And a lot of people, you don't ask, you assume. You put it on your shit on me. Don't put your shit. I don't even receive that. And you're uncomfortable and I look you dead in your, and I'm so up for it. I have no problems. I don't receive that. Straight to your face, in your eye. I don't receive that. No, I'm not coming back. I'm not doing this. No, that's not happening. It's not. I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm clear on my boundaries. I'm clear on my space. I'm clear on my energy. I have to be. I can't let that rupture me because I'm easily ruptured still. That's still something that I'm working on. I don't have that under control. I shouldn't get so irritated when I put my hands on you. Why are we getting physical? You know what I'm saying? But I'm a physical motherfucker. I could be a physical motherfucker. It's easy for me. I get it. I don't want to talk. Let's put your hand. Let's go. I'm just very, look, that ain't healthy. It's not okay. So listen, I know that. So I move accordingly with those actions because I don't have that all the way figured out. Don't talk to me about my journey. Don't talk to me about my self-love and shit. Unless it's positive and you're pouring in positive things. You get to questioning, laughing, pointing, trying to trigger. Get out of here. Dismiss it. Quick. You ain't shit but the devil. And the devil ain't shit but a bitch. And I'm going to end it that way. This was fast.